This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like you to know that highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law will be in effect beginning today. The frozen road law allows vehicles hauling abrasives or salt for highway winter maintenance and certain forest products to carry more weight. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. You can find more info at wisconsindot.gov. Saturday, February 28th, beginning at 3 p.m., John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill is hosting a party for John's birthday and his last day in business as the bar has been sold. There's going to be cheap drinks, making the last of what food they have, and raffling stuff off. They also mentioned that you can bring a dish to pass if you would like. And once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 28th. At 3 p.m. over at John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill over in Phillips. The Wisconsin DNR is asking for the locations of black bear dens to help with their ongoing study about black bear reproduction. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
When driving in the winter, it's important to remember these tips. Stay updated on the weather, check your tires and pressure, clear snow and ice from all sides of your car and the roof and hood, keep fuel at least half full, carry an emergency kit with an ice scraper, blankets, jumper cables, and other necessities, and drive with care, especially on snowy or wet roads. Remember, the road you trust in the summer may not be as safe in the winter. You can find more tips at nhtsa.gov. Saturday, February 21st, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., there's a spaghetti fundraiser supporting the VFW over at the VFW post in Mercer. Dinner prices are adults $15, children $8, and tickets can be bought in advance or at the door. There's going to be 50-50 raffles, basket raffles, beer, wine, soda, and water available. Come out and enjoy a great meal and support our veterans. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 21st from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at the VFW post in Mercer. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans.
I'm Austin Bermain, and these have been your local news highlights on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Vice President J.D. Vance visited Wisconsin yesterday, speaking at a machining facility in Plover in Portage County as part of the post-State of the Union tour. This was his first visit to the Badger State since last August when he was in La Crosse. Republicans saw the visit as a chance to talk up manufacturing and the economy and to put a spotlight on 3rd Congressional District GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden. Democrats called the visit a political photo op. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Assembly has passed proposed legislation to reclassify the sandhill crane and establish a hunting season for that bird. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
The bill, introduced by State Representative Paul Tittle, would classify the sandhill crane as a migratory game bird. With the reclassification, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources would need to authorize the hunt, establish hunting zones, and create a sandhill crane hunter education program. It now moves to the state Senate for consideration. Sandhill cranes have become troublesome for farmers, causing significant crop damage losses. The legislation would allow farmers to take advantage of a U.S. Fish and Wildlife program called the Wildlife Damage Abatement Fund, which can only be accessed if the wildlife causing that crop loss is authorized for hunting. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The International Crane Foundation argues that data shows a hunting season would not significantly improve crop loss issues. The DNR is looking into setting certain bird seasons for the next 4 years. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input on migratory bird hunting season frameworks for 2026 through 2030. In the past, waterfowl and other migratory bird seasons were set year by year, but with near unanimous support from conservation groups and hunters, the DNR is moving to a multi-year structure for the first time. Anyone interested in Wisconsin's migratory bird seasons can submit comments through an online form on the DNR's waterfowl hunting webpage, by email, or at one of the four public hearings. 3 in-person hearings are set for March 2nd, 3rd, and 5th, with a virtual option on March 4th. Comments will be accepted through March 6th. After that, a final season structure will go before the Natural Resources Board for approval. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Wisconsin's top assembly leader, Robin Voss, is digging in his heels against a new lawsuit that claims the state school funding system is unconstitutional and overfunds the school choice program. The suit was filed Monday and argues that kids are not getting equal shots at basic learning, that special education support isn't adequate, and that $700 million in private choice programs this year defies a Supreme Court limit. Voss called the suit a meritless activist ploy to ruin the voucher program and take control away from the legislators. Lawmakers are working on legislation to regulate cryptocurrency kiosks. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Many in Wisconsin are being targeted in crypto kiosk scams.
It's not unique to Wood County. It is a statewide issue.
That's Wood County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Quentin Ellis talking with WFHR. He said the scammers use a variety of scripts.
They will call with any amount of different scenarios. One was actually people were calling saying they were me. Me from the Wood County Sheriff's Department needed you to put money in a cryptocurrency kiosk to avoid coming to jail.
scammers use emotional manipulation to threaten their victims with arrest or jail if they don't respond immediately. They target vulnerable populations, often elderly individuals, and will pose as trusted authority figures.
It's definitely a statewide problem. It's just there hasn't been one telltale way to respond to it because of the lack of regulation of these machines.
Chief Deputy Ellis says several other states already have legislation in place to protect against this type of scam.
I'm very hopeful that this passing legislation will act as a major deterrent to these companies and keep them from allowing this type of thing to happen to our people in Wisconsin.
The bill has broad bipartisan support and would protect both consumers and operators.
Everybody except these major, major corporations that are based wherever else in the nation or in the world even, they're getting their money, and everybody else here in Wisconsin that's falling to these is becoming a victim.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Assembly Bill 968 passed with amendments. It now goes to the Senate for consideration. As rising costs and falling prices take their toll, more and more Wisconsin farmers are turning to bankruptcy. A new report from the American Farm Bureau Federation shows farm bankruptcies jumped 46% nationwide in 2025. Wisconsin saw 16 filings in 2025 compared to just two in both 2023 and 2024. A Madison bankruptcy attorney tells WPR that most farmers seek help too late. And economists are saying that farmers are staying afloat by borrowing against their land. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Another Bucks home game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks with a great spot in the regular season schedule. 9 out of their current 10 games are at home at 5-serve form, and tonight it's the Bucks and the third-place Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a 118-116 win over the Cavaliers. The Badgers play in Seattle 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin looking to bounce back after losing to the Oregon Ducks Wednesday night. We're at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Wisconsin Badger linebacker Mason Reigert ran a 4.7 in the 40-yard dash. I asked him about playing for the Badgers last season.
Super blessed to have an opportunity, surrounded by great coaches and teammates alike, and just really developing me or pushing me to be a better person and player throughout this last year. You know, this was my last chance to play college football, and to have the opportunity to do it at Wisconsin, it was a great year.
That's Wisconsin's Mason Reigert with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today, but we're going to get to the mid to upper 40s by early afternoon, and then temperatures are going to start to drop. We have a big cold front coming through. Tonight, down to 3 above tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and colder with a high of only 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.